And it's Alan Clifford here as you recover from the Euro election excitement that had you queuing at the ballot boxes. Don't forget, there's another big vote on the way. And next week in Newark, the by-election, we'll see a whole range of candidates up to try and take the seat once occupied by Patrick Mercer, who, as you know, has resigned. Well, with UKIP making gains in the local elections, topping the vote in the European elections, the other main parties have questions over how to win back the voters who've switched. What impact this could have in Newark remains to be seen. There are some smaller, shall we say, parties feeling, I wonder, apprehensive maybe as we approach next week's campaigning. You've been hearing from all 11 candidates standing, and tonight it's Nick the Flying Brick who is standing for the Monster Raving Loony Party. Hello. Are you apprehensive about next week's vote then?
Hi, Alan. Yes. Well, I don't know. This is my seventh parliamentary election. I've done two previous by-elections, and this is my third by-election. So I'm not completely apprehensive. I am hopeful that this one is going to be the one for me.
You think that people will turn their backs on the traditional parties?
Well, I think that's what's happening, isn't it? And it's time for UKIP to step aside and accept the reality of the new world order, which is the monster raving loony party taking government.
Well, I'm glad you reminded us of your party name, because there was a danger there that we were going to get stuck into a serious political debate, which I don't think is really what you guys do, is it? You're not really about the serious politics.
Well, we've occasionally got involved with the odd serious thing. Of course, our party, our founder, Screaming Lord Sutch, originally started by being serious. He was the National Teenage Party, and he was standing for getting votes for 16-year-olds and things like that. But it sort of all developed into a slightly more sort of chaotic, fun thing in the 80s, and that's when we became the official Monster Raving Loony Party.
And you do have policies which, shall we say, set you apart from most of the other parties, at least.
Really, Alan?
You want to relocate the European Parliament, don't you?
Yes, definitely. I want to relocate the Houses of Parliament to the Flying Circus pub at 53 Castlegate in Newark, because I think that would be a more central location in the country for it. And it, as it turns out, it's also our Monster Raving Loony Party campaign headquarters for this by-election. So it seems to make sense. And I'm looking forward to winning this seat and making some great speeches in the new Houses of Parliament in Newark.
OK. Well, if that comes to pass, you can be sure that we'll be camped on the doorstep for the inauguration of a new Parliament building. You also take a look at transport matters and the fuel for trains in Europe.
Yes. Well, this is a simple policy that all European trains should be fueled by gravy.
There are some that would say that's already happening. I take it that you don't really like Europe as a concept in your party, then.
I guess the truth of it is that, I think most people feel that Europe is remote, and it feels sort of unelected, doesn't it? And I think a lot of people feel some sympathy with what Nigel Farage does when he stands there and makes those speeches in the European Parliament, you know, haranguing them. I guess there's some truth in that. But I mean, we've got a policy on the membership of the EU, the up and coming referendum. So we think that the options on the referendum ballot should read in, out, or shake it all about.
Well, yes, the hokey-cokey will return to haunt us all if we're not careful.
There's been a small amount of debate. I must say, I think I'm in the minority in the party, but we're just wondering whether we should secure our gas supplies by leaving Europe and joining the Russian Federation.
Well, you only have to look to Ukraine to see the highest level of turnout in the European elections. It is a crazy mixed-up world.
It is.
And the Munster Raving Loony Party is part of that crazy mixed-up world.
But I think our most popular policy is probably that we want to make fishing a spectator sport by introducing piranha to the River Trent. And this leads on, actually, to a more serious one for Newark, because the thing people seem most concerned about in Newark is the loss of their A&E department. So my wife's an A&E doctor, and she informs me that Newark Hospital doesn't have enough departments to warrant an A&E an A&E centre. So if we put piranha in the River Trent, there'd be a need for a world-leading department specialising in fish bites.
Fair enough. There's a logic there, twisted maybe, but one of the policies from Nick the Flying Brick, standing for the Monster Raving Loony Party in the Newark by-election next Thursday, June the 5th.